Tomas, we are back, my friend. You know what that means. Time for a little bit more Tasty Live at this Fast Market.
I'm looking forward to a little Fast Market today. I need a few positions on.
Look at you selling some more bonds on this little rally.
I know. I just got filled at 04. I'm surprised.
04 on the bonds and the notes again at 722.
Yes. Yes. I'm lightening up about half my note position and half my bond position. And you know what? It was what we call a good trade.
It's a good thing. Yes, sir.
Took about 0.75 points out of all those bonds we bought yesterday on that down move. So that is one of the better trades.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy that one worked. But
you liked it the best. You really actually.
I did like it. I still kept it. I have over half my position still. So
no,
I'm
no,
keeping
no,
it.
No, I get that. But you actually would have thought it should have worked even better. Like, you know what I mean? Like it was your soup du jour.
Soup du jour. Yeah, we're going to lighten up a little bit more here on the notes. And yeah, we'll probably sell a little more bonds and then we'll be very happy. And all right, I'm ready. Are you ready, John? Let's do it. These are, this is our Fast Market trades that came in from our customers all over the world. And this gives us a chance to put on some positions without having to do what we think we need to do, which is always the wrong thing. So I want to do the right thing, which is what other people want to do. Let's take a look. I know that sounds actually backwards and crazy, but it's not. Sometimes you're a little close to the fire and people give you pretty good ideas. So as long as you keep them liquid, let's do it. Let's see what we got, John.
Even the S&P 35.
Oh, perfect. Okay. I can actually see this now.
Yeah, look at that.
So HGN4, this is, let me just look at my HG position right now because that's kind of my
copper.
No, I know. And I already adjusted my copper position this morning, but right now in copper, we are in May and we have a strangle on. So let's see it. Media seems to have overhyped this one and the stock, or they really mean copper, is up 25% since February. Copper's had a huge move. Sell the 495 naked call. Let's see. This is AB from Atlanta, Georgia, and he's thinking that copper is going to go lower. Well, I currently have a copper position on, and AB, I've been playing copper not negative, which has been a smart thing because this thing has been, like you said, it's been straight up, and I agree that it looks like it's crazy oversold, but being short a strangle in there has actually worked. And I think it's ready to go down too, but I don't think you sell naked calls in here because it has that hyperbolic, you know, side to it.
All you got to do is look at the last month and a half, and you can see that hyperbolic side.
So I will support what you're looking for. Let's see, right now we still have 32 days in May and there's a little bit of volume here, but I think you go out of the money and you sell, you know, I mean, I'm going to sell a call spread. I'm already have a few short deltas in copper because I'm strangling on, but it's really worked well. So, I mean, I just think you just sell some call spreads. You go kind of to the 20 delta, which are the 490s. What does he want to sell here? The 495s. Okay, we're close.
That's right.
I think you sell the 490-500. I know you probably wanted me to get a lot shorter, but I don't see it as the play. Actually, copper trades, this trade, you're not going to hear my ding today because my sound is not working at home. I have a problem with my computer speakers, but I just filled the 495-500 or the 495-$5 call spread for $1.25, which is mid-price.
Right. 0.0125 is $1.25.
Yep. Okay. Let's go to the next slide. And Rick from New York wants to do snow, and we currently have a couple of snow positions on. I was looking the other day, I was looking at an expense report that we publish internally, and it's for one of the companies we have, and I was looking at their expense report, and I was like, what's this expense? And I was like, oh, that's Snowflake. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even know we use them. And
up $5 today, but it's been on a little bit of a downward spiral.
Yeah, I've been trading Snowflake. I have a bunch of different positions in there from, I'm all over the place, like every different strike. Snow calls off Amazon earnings. Cloud numbers will be great. What about a 30 delta put in June or a $10 wide put spread? Okay, let's go to June. First of all, let me look at my deltas in Snow because I'm probably going to be a little short in there this morning.
Yeah.
And I am. So I'm a little short in Snow this morning. And so what I need to do in Snow is to take my, I'm short some puts. I need to take my 30 June 130 puts up to the 140 puts, which I just did. That will give me a few more deltas. Hold on one second before I do this to 140. So what I'm doing is first, before I do this trade for the show, I'm just adjusting my own position. So I just rolled up some puts in Snow. And I'm flat Snow now. We're short a couple of strangles in there, all in June. I have no problem. This stock, like you said, this stock has really sold off. It's kind of on its butt.
Yeah, it's rallied about $7, $8 off its lows, but it pales in comparison from the $80 or so it sold off.
The spreads in Snow trade great. The individual options are a little wide. That's my experience. The spreads trade a penny around mid-price, and the individual options trade a little bit wider. In this case, because it fits my position, I'm going to sell the 125 puts.
Got it. At
214. Okay, so I'm filled.
And the market was 1118. You basically got filled at mid-price.
So I sold the 125 puts at 214. It actually just makes my overall position a little bit long. That's all. Okay, let's take a look at the next. Look at Spoo's just rallied.
Yeah, they're up 42 handles.
Yeah. Aaron, Aaron from Waxhaw, North Carolina, looking at ZF. Rates need a pullback. Getting bullish in ZF. Rates need a pullback. Oh, yeah, he's talking about the actual rate side. Getting bullish in ZF to not mess with your Saz Grande stuff. Sell the 30 delta put. Don't listen to Tony's Aaron. He is an imposter. He's right. The other Aaron, not an imposter on his own doing, an imposter because we said Aaron. We have a couple of, we have more than a handful of Aarons, but Aaron, you are the original. You are the OG. You are the guy that won the, pick the, whatever it is, you know, pick the market. So let's do this, Aaron. I don't trade options, to be fair. I don't even know if I've ever traded an option ZF. Because ZF's the 5-year, did the options, what's in there?
What do you mean, what's in there?
I mean, obviously, plenty of volume. I'm just looking to see if there's any premium. Yeah.
I mean, ZF has an IV rank of 30, a little bit.
Yeah. All right, I'm selling the 25 delta puts, the 104 puts for 14 ticks.
I was going to say it's a little bit misleading because volatility in there is usually around the 10 in the IV rank. It's up to 30 now the last week or two. So volatility definitely expanded in there.
Yeah. And okay. So we're filled and I sold the, what did I say? I sold the 25 delta puts, which are the 104 puts for 14 ticks. And when you sell puts in the, whether it's the 2-year, the 5-year, the 10-year, the 30-year, it's all the same thing. You're hoping rates go lower.
Yeah, yes, it's a directional bias.
Yeah, it's a directional bias. It's the same side of the market that I'm already on, but that's okay.
Right, so, and it's like 1562 for a tick, right?
In the 5-year?
Yeah, 0.01 would be 1562.
Should be the same. They're all the same, I think. You're right. 1562.50.
Yep.
Let's go next slide. Chris from Omaha, Nebraska, he's looking at CLSK. What is that?
Let's take a look. CLSK. I don't think I've ever traded it.
I don't think I have either.
Clean Spark Incorporated.
Clean Spark. Never traded this, Chris.
Markets are 20-ish cents wide on a $19 stock. Not horrible, but not great.
I mean, the stock does trade.
Yeah, the stock does trade. It has earnings May 9th.
Sell the 14 put.
The 28 buck. Call and buy the 29 call. He wants to do a
sell the 14. You want to do a Jade Lizard.
Jade Lizard, right.
Sell the 20.
Bitcoin mining revenue, Sosnoff, he tells me. Bitcoin mining revenue. It's up.
He wants to sell the 28 call. Well, you wouldn't sell. Hold on. You wouldn't do this, Chris. You would do.
Well, that's a bullish position, right?
Oh, yeah. It's totally a bullish position.
I mean, he's out in June. Are you out in June? I mean, you know, the 28 calls in June are $1.80. But the 28-29 call spread is 12 cents.
I wouldn't sell that.
I'm not going to sell it. That's where I was going to get to. I'm not going to sell a 12-cent spread to get $1.33. You're either going to go wider on that spread to collect more, but with this call skew, it's going to be hard to do.
Yeah, there's nothing you can get to. The reason he wants to do that is because he wants to collect, because he wants to do a one, because he wants to do it where
there's no risk to the upside.
You got to take a little upside risk. Sell the 14.
Or you could sell a naked put, right? I mean, you could do that, or you could.
I like the 14 put 26-28 call spread for $1.50, and you risk 50 cents the upside, but the downside, but the other anything else, you can make $1.50. I kind of like it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's like 3-to-1. That's what I'm going to do, Chris. Sell a 14 put and the 26-28 call spread. And I don't know where I'm going to get filled though. Because I don't know how the mid price is $1.50, but I mean, obviously I'm not going to get filled there. It's probably going to be closer to $1.45-ish, but I'm going to test the waters first.
Yep.
146. I think I gave up 3 cents, but we'll see. Maybe you can get filled to 147. I didn't try. But anyway, it's a new trade. We'll watch the stock. Never traded before. All right. Nick from Hartford, Connecticut. He's looking at a pairs trade, and he wants to buy the micro, that's /XK. That should be the micro soybeans, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're down almost 4 cents today, 387.50. And let's see, we're going to put a bid in at a quarter. We'll see if we get filled here. It's our bid. Nothing done. Oh, there we go. He's got filled. And so we bought the micro soybeans, and now we're going to sell the /XW, which is wheat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And sell two contracts of wheat. And that market's a little wider. It doesn't, not quite as liquid. And a weight filled. Okay. So we did it. I can tell you Tony, can you tell the prices? Let's see. I gotta look.
You've got filled in your bonds too, just to let
I got filled on bonds at 05.
The K, the XK, you got filled at 1.176, 3750. And then the W's, you got filled at 626, 875.
Yeah. So we did it.
You want to know what your prices are?
No. We just got filled on both. The prices are, you know, they're a tick off mid price.
Yes.
All right. Let's go. I just want to check bonds here for 1 second. Okay. Bonds.
You can check bonds, but don't look at Intel. Intel down almost 4.
I don't care about Intel. I already made my bed in Intel. Intel, Google, NVIDIA is my problem child now. It wasn't a problem child at $7.95 2 days ago, but at 8, whatever it is.
8.50 and change, 8.55, 54, up 28.
Yeah, amazing. Okay, yeah, let's go next slide. A lot less fat people on South Beach. This is Mikey from sunny South Florida, has pushed NVOLLY to highs where I think they stay. Sell the NVO 115, 140 strangle. All right, Mikey, what do you got here? NVO. What are they, the Ozempic people?
Must be. I don't know.
I don't know either, Mikey.
Well, I know Lily is, right? I mean, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't like trading Lily. Let's do this. June strangle, 115 calls. Markets are pretty tight.
Uh-huh.
And 140, I'm sorry, 115 puts and the 140 calls. How crazy has this stock been? It's not that crazy. High end of the range, but not insane numbers. This is relatively delta neutral, Mikey, which is why I'm sure you picked it. And it looks like it's going to trade around 406, maybe 405. I don't trade NVO very much, so I'm not used to this stock. 406. We sold the 115, 140 strangle per Mikey. What'd I say? 406.
You are correct. 406.
All right, let's do the next slide. Jack from New York City looking at IBM after it got whacked yesterday. Ooh, more whackage today.
Yeah, on a day when the rest of the market doing pretty good, IBM down 240.
IBM, this is a post-earnings trade. The IBR is 35, so consider selling the 155, 185 strangle in June. 155, 185. Well, you wouldn't do. He wrote this before you knew the stock was where it is right now.
Yeah.
If you do the 155, I would say the 155, 180. Okay. And that's trading for about, this stock should be pretty damn liquid right here. I think it fills at 263.
263
it is.
Beautiful.
I'm a little bit long IBM here, left over from yesterday, just so you know, but so far so good. All right, filled, Mikey. Let's see, next one. Tommy from the docks, living on a prayer. Okay. All right, Tommy, we got you.
We take all kinds. We take everybody.
How low could it go? Put ratio spread? I think Tommy probably wrote this yesterday because today we're up 47 handles.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass on this today. I mean, if we were down today, sure. But I think you sent this in yesterday, which is totally normal because we were down yesterday.
Yeah.
We're going to pass on this today. I'm not up 47 handles. I'm passing. Okay. Let's go to the next slide. Joe from Seattle. We're doing a little Lyft trade here. We have not Lyft trade in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Both Lyft and Uber dropped by 20%. LYFT. I've not traded Lyft in a long time. Oh, back down to $16. It was down to 11, but it has dropped. Ooh, earnings coming out in 2 weeks, but I'm selling the 14 puts in June. June 14 puts. These are pretty tight markets. 97 cents. Tried 98, couldn't get filled. 97 cents. Market was 96.99. All right, Joe, take a fill. I'm right there with you. Wouldn't mind owning a little Lyft at, you know, what, $13? Sure.
Don't say that, because when it's 11, you won't appreciate it.
It's very true. Next slide. Tim from Lafayette, Tennessee. Pins appears to be finding momentum after bouncing off the 200-day moving average. 31 short put at $133, or smaller accounts, the 31.29 put vertical, both 17 days to May expiration, out before earnings. Have not traded pins in a long time.
I don't even remember the last time.
Ooh, it's up big today, up $130, up almost 3% today.
Pins has earning April 30th, sounding off just next week.
He wants to sell the 31 put. What does he want to do? Sell the 31 short put for $133. Oh, I know. He's doing
31.29 vertical.
Yeah, he's doing the different month. Man, there's no volume in here today. What's going on in pins?
Out before earnings. The earnings are the 30th. Today's the 26th. That does not give us a long time.
I'm going to wait for the stock to come back down. It's up a lot today. I'm going to wait for it to come back down a little bit.
Okey-dokey.
That would be, Tim, I'm just going to, only because it's up so much today, I'd like to do it. I'd like to sell puts into a down move.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to wait on this one. I haven't traded pins in a while. I don't mind trading it. But the markets are kind of wide, so I'd rather just wait and hopefully get a little bit of a down move. Spoo's up 50. Yeah, I don't like selling puts into up 50. Yeah, we did 8 out of 10. So the only one I didn't do was the MES trade or ES trade because we're up 50, and pins trade because we're up 50. But we sold puts in Lyft. We sold a strangle in IBM. We sold a strangle in NVO. We did a pairs trade, and we bought soybeans and sold wheat. We did a jade lizard in CLSK. What was that?
Clean Spark, isn't it? Or something?
Clean Spark, right. In ZF, which is a five-year note, we sold a naked put. In Snow, we sold a... And in Copper, we sold a call spread. Pretty good mix today. I like it.
Yeah. Not bad. Not bad at all. Good job out of everybody outside. I'm talking about you people. Good job out of you too, Sadnoff. We're going to take a quick 90-second break and come back. We got a market measure next.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Life, Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be, trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered interest.